martyred in Uganda, Hannington. He's the bishop of the Mountain of the Moon's Diocese, which is in the Rwenzori Range, which next to Kilimanjaro is probably the most famous mountain range in Africa. It also is snow-capped in the heights all year long, 365 a year, which is the only other place is Kilimanjaro in all of Africa. But God's doing a real work there, a real revival. That was the last place we were at a couple months ago. We had over 1,000 people get healed in a couple of days. But one story I want to tell, I'll tell again, but there's a few of you who are here that helped us. Sam, if you remember Rose, the little 15-year-old who was blonde, we prayed for her for over an hour, and there were several of us because I would pray, and then Sam prayed, and Joyce prayed, and others prayed. When we first started praying for her, everything was black. At some point during the prayer, everything turned white, but we couldn't get past that place. I knew God was doing something to go from total blindness like that, black, to white, but she still couldn't see. And we prayed for an hour or so, or maybe even a little bit more. But our hope is that there are those times when later we'll find out that somebody was healed. And so Bishop Hannington was saying that about 4 days later, her eyes fully open, she's totally healed, she can see, and she's active in the church. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that cool? You remember praying for her, Sam? She was 15, but she looked like she was 10. Real petite and desperate to get healed. And so that's awesome. And so a great man of God, a dear, dear friend to many of us. But he'll be with us all week. He'll preach tomorrow night. We're going to make him work. He made me work. I'm going to make him work. But he'll preach tomorrow night and then again Sunday morning. And he'll be with us this weekend when we have the little conference with Vanessa Battle. So it's just a lot of fun. But he's living in a place where real, genuine revival is taking place. And so just glad to have Bishop Hannington Bahamuka, my dear friend. Amen.
When I came to Alabama from Michigan, I had been given a heart that I loved very much. But the people in Birmingham had to correct it and say, they say this is the correct one.
Well, the A stands for anointing.
I wrote to them and told them that these people of Alabama have corrected the heart you gave me. They said those are just counting the football matches. They don't know how many championships we have won. So we are still balancing that. Otherwise, I bring you greetings from Uganda, and I want to thank God for the revival that was sparked there. Since the coming back of the Archbishop, our pastors have gone very far, and they are hearing testimonies of healing as a result of the prayers that were made by the team that went there. We are very thankful to that team, and we are opening new churches, and we are excited about that revival that is coming up, and which we are asking God to give us more and more of His Holy Spirit so that this revival goes far and wide. The word of God I'm compelled to share with you is a marriage proposal. Amen?
Amen.
God is proposing a marriage between you and Him. I've seen it in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. It says, "My child, give me your heart." So the marriage proposal God is proposing to us this afternoon is between our hearts and Him. I'm thankful some of you at one time might have said yes to that marriage proposal. If you were saying yes in hefty terms, I invite you today to make that concrete in your heart, that from today, your heart will be married to God. Because when you do that, it makes all the difference in this world. Because it is what God has been looking for all the time among His children. So if you are a child of God, as He addresses you, "My child, give me my heart, give me your heart," God wants you to give Him your heart. It made a very big difference when God looked upon all the children, all the sons of the earth, and He found a man who had a heart after him, and that was David. He accomplished a lot of things, and the Bible reports that at one time there was peace all over the kingdom because David had accomplished the will of God. And even after his death, in Acts, in the book of Acts, the Bible reports to us that after David had accomplished all that God had assigned to him, he rested with his forefathers. I think there is no greater thing for any human than that report to be said at your burial or at your funeral that you did the will of God. And you cannot do that unless your heart is first and foremost married to the Lord. We have great examples of people who have married their hearts to God. You can remember Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, because his heart wanted that marriage between him and Jesus, he had even to climb a tree. I want to tell you that if this becomes your desire, you are going even to climb trees. Amen? What about the man Gideon? God saw in Gideon that this man is going to be obedient to my voice, because he was seeing that his heart has the intention of getting married to God. If you get married to God today, if your heart gets that relationship with him, you are going to be as obedient as Gideon was. My proposal, my advice, my call this afternoon is that you consider having your heart married or remarried. I have seen people who are married. A certain man told his wife, he said, even if you remember Bishop Constantine, the late Bishop Constantine, yes, his daughter is married to a certain pastor, a certain priest. And I was in their house. And this lady said, given a chance to get married again, I'll get married again to you. Can you imagine that? I wish that would be our desire. Given time to marry again, we get married to Jesus. That is what is called falling in love every now and then with God. And if we are all like that, this world is going to be changed. We are going to see what is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9, where Paul said, I see a great door opened before me, a great door of effectual ministry. That door is going to open before us, and I think God has always opened that. But what the hindrance is that our hearts are not married to him. Once our hearts are married to him, that great door is going to bring about the fruition for the kingdom. May God help us all to see that door that is opened and see what we need to do first, that is getting our hearts married to God. May God bless you.